Welcome to Still Forming Advent Meditations and to Christmas Eve. Our meditation today is based on a blessing that was written for Christmas Eve called How the Light Comes, that's included in Jan Richardson's book, Circle of Grace. Before we enter into our meditation today, I invite you to take a moment of pause. A moment to invite a greater stillness into your body, into your mind. Maybe allow yourself a deep breath or two. Letting yourself become fully present to right now. And let's begin. The epigraph for this blessing is taken from Isaiah 9:2, which says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined." How the light comes for Christmas Eve. I cannot tell you how the light comes. What I know is that it is more ancient than imagining, that it travels across an astounding expanse to reach us, that it loves searching out what is hidden, what is lost, what is forgotten, or in peril, or in pain, that it has a fondness for the body, for finding its way toward flesh, for tracing the edges of form, for shining forth through the eye, the hand, the heart. I cannot tell you how the light comes, but that it does, that it will, that it works its way into the deepest dark that enfolds you, though it may seem long ages in coming or arrive in a shape you did not foresee. And so may we this day turn ourselves toward it. May we lift our faces to let it find us. May we bend our bodies to follow the arc it makes. May we open and open more and open still to the blessed light that comes. I love this meditation it provides for us on light. Imagining how the light comes. Through this Advent season and the blessings that we have received, we have traveled over many landscapes and into many places. We have sat down on the floor with shards of glass. We have let blessings come and sit beside us. We have walked across landscapes and allowed the blessings to walk with us or toward us, or to allow ourselves to walk toward them. We have noticed many things springing forth in dark places and in light. And so today, this day, on Christmas Eve, I invite you to notice in your mind's eye, in your imagination, as you think about how the light comes, hearing the words of this blessing, What scene do you imagine yourself inside? And where is the source of light in that scene? And I invite you to train your eyes upon that source of light. To receive it as a source of light that is coming for you. To think of it, as this blessing says, as a light that is more ancient than imagining. Imagine this light as ancient in its coming for you. That this light travels across an astounding expanse to reach us, the blessing says. As you train your eyes upon that light, knowing it to be ancient, also hold the fact of its traveling across an astounding expanse to reach you. How far has it come? The blessing says this light loves searching out what is hidden, what is lost, what is forgotten or in peril or in pain. How have you known yourself this way? Hidden, lost, forgotten, in peril or pain. Hold in this place the knowledge that the light comes for you just as you are in that place. The blessing says, I cannot tell you how the light comes, but that it does, that it will, that it works its way into the deepest dark that enfolds you, though it may seem long ages in coming or arrive in a shape you did not foresee. How is this light coming to you in your deepest dark? How is it coming over long ages or in a shape you did not foresee? And lastly, this blessing ends by saying, and so may we this day turn ourselves toward it. May we lift our faces to let it find us. May we bend our bodies to follow the arc it makes. May we open and open more and open still to the blessed light that comes. And so I invite you into that movement now, turning yourself toward this light, lifting your faces toward it, letting it find you. Thank you for joining us today for this Advent meditation. A happy Christmas Eve to you.